It's time now for the Kill the Can podcast.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Kill the Can podcast. I hope this week is treating you well. It has been, it's been about a week or so since I recorded the last episode. I'm trying to record podcasts and release them on a weekly basis. I'm trying to do them on Tuesdays. Today is Wednesday, and the reason I didn't record yesterday was because I was dealing with some car issues. So Monday morning on my way to work, it was very cold here in Cleveland. It was in the 30s. And on my way to work, I got a warning that my tire pressure was low. And I figured, okay, well, in living in Northeast Ohio, that happens. It was very cold. And as you know, when the temperature goes down, sometimes your air pressure in your tires goes down. So I thought, no big deal. So I stopped. I got some air in my tires on the way to work. Drove the rest of the way to work. No problem. Come down after my work day, I'm parked in the garage, and I start my car, and my right front tire is at 1 pound of pressure. So I have completely lost all pressure in my car, and immediately, oh boy, you know, I've got a flat tire. So my first thought was, let's take a look at it. Is it popped? Is it flat? You know, what have you? And I look at it, and I've got these kind of run flat, low profile tires on my car. And so I look at it, and it looks flat, but it doesn't look awful. Long story short, I've got a nail in my tire. And so I get, I call AAA. Well, first of all, I go to look. So this is a relatively new vehicle for me. I go and I look in the manual, you know, kind of where my spare tire is. And it tells me, okay, you got to go in the trunk, take this piece off, do this, blah, blah, blah. So I do that. And again, I'm reading in the manual. I do all that. And lo and behold, I don't even have an emergency tire. I don't have a spare tire in this particular vehicle. And again, it's a new car to me. So I didn't even realize that. So I have to call AAA. Luckily, I have AAA. And again, I mentioned I'm in the garage, and it is really difficult. It proves very difficult to get AAA to A, find where I am. I'm in downtown Cleveland. And then not only that, but to also get them into the garage. And so anyways, long story short, that's why I didn't record yesterday, because yesterday I was dealing with getting my tire fixed. Had to go, you know, drop off my car, the whole nine yards, this, that, and the other thing. So anyways, that's why I'm a day late, but I'm still holding to my schedule, my planned schedule of recording or releasing a podcast once a week. I do have a podcast guest lined up. I'm going to be doing that conversation tomorrow. I'm very much looking forward to that. I think I mentioned it. So this is with Kill the Can community member Kramer. And we are going to have a conversation, which he actually brought up to me, a conversation around perspectives when it comes to quitting dip. And I'm really looking forward to that conversation. I ran across a quote today that I wanted to jump on. And it is, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, but expecting different results. And if, of course, that comes from the great Albert Einstein. And I thought about this quit, or I'm, excuse me, I thought about this quote the other day in relation to my personal struggles with my weight loss. And I'm not going to turn this into a conversation about weight loss, but it also relates, I think, very well to quitting smokeless tobacco, quitting nicotine. For my personal struggles with weight, you know, I continued to do the same things or not do the same things. And yet when I get on the scale, I'm expecting to see a better or a different result. And, you know, that is the definition of it. Like, why would I think that if I'm not willing to do something different or able to do something different on the front side, why would I expect anything different when I look at the scale or, you know, on the backside? And this translates very well to the quitter's mindset. You really have to, there are things that you have to change in your mindset, in what you do and what you don't do when it comes to quitting an addiction, quitting smokeless tobacco, in order to get the results at the end. And for us within the Kill the Can community, it is not dipping today, not using today, giving your word by posting roll, and then repeating that tomorrow. And then the other thing that I wanted to talk about is, you know, and again, as it relates to my diet or my weight loss journey, and as it relates to quitting dip, no program or diet is going to work unless you do it fully. So for example, if somebody is going to go on a diet or instill a exercise routine or what have you, it's not going to work unless you actually do it. You're not going to lose weight unless you change the way you eat, change the way you drink. Conversely, as a quitter, you're not going to get quit unless you change the behavior, change the thinking that led you towards your addiction. For example, you can't quit halfway, right? You can't be a, in my case, 17-year Canaday Kodiak user and switch to once a week Redman Golden Blend, or twice a week Zyn, or three times a week, you know, Skull Bandits or nicotine pouches or what have you. That's not quit. By the same token, if I'm going to say, okay, I'm going to be on the carnivore diet, or I'm going to be vegan, or I'm going to stop drinking, or I'm going to go to the gym 3 days a week. If I don't do those things, I'm not going to get the results that I want. The same way as if I change my delivery method of the type of nicotine that I'm using, I'm not going to get the results that I want. In my weight loss journey, it is, I want to see a lower number on the scale. I want to see lower blood pressure. I want to fit into my clothes better. I want to feel better about the way I look. In my journey to rid myself of my addiction, it is, I want to gain freedom from my addiction. I want to no longer be terrified when I walk out of the house without my can of Kodiak. I want to be able to breathe freely if I'm a vapor or if I'm a smoker. I want to not have stained teeth if I'm a Redman or Kodiak or Copenhagen user. I want to not have cans of Zyn around the house everywhere I turn. I want to break free from my addiction. And again, my point is, if you don't work the program and engage in the program, whether it's Kill the Can for quitting nicotine, or a specific diet for losing weight, or AA for quitting alcohol, or whatever it is, if you don't engage in and actually follow through with and work your program, you are not going to get the results that you were looking to achieve. And between that quote from Albert Einstein, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results, and not actually buying in and doing what you know you need to do to get the results. I thought those kind of two things worked very well together for this episode of the podcast. I will admit that this particular last 10 minutes or so of this podcast are very selfish for me today, and I apologize for that. But I wanted to relay some thoughts around, because I'm hoping that my rambling here on the podcast can help some folks now and then. I continue to be honored to be quit with you every day. I absolutely love when I get feedback, comments, questions, concerns on the podcast. I post the podcast to multiple podcast platforms. I post it to Rumble. I post it to YouTube. I love getting feedback. I love hearing that what I say or the conversations that I have on the Kill the Cam podcast are helpful to those out there. Because while I might have been more successful thus far in my personal journey towards quitting smokeless tobacco, I know I've got more journeys to take, and it helps me to refocus my efforts around what I need to do. And talking about my successful journey on quitting dip helps me move forward in my other personal journeys that I'm tackling. So I just want to thank everybody that listens to this podcast. I want to thank everybody that continues to engage in the Kill the Can community. I'm honored to be quit with you. I will talk to you soon, quitters. Have a wonderful afternoon.
Join us again next time for another edition of the Kill the Can podcast.